You're listening to NOSFR, North Okanagan Shoe Swap, Freedom Radio.
We have time.
Okay, there we go. You're rolling. So.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Penny Lougheed with the North Okanagan Shoe Swap Freedom Radio, and I'm so delighted to have the special guest here with me today. We have Maxime Bernier, who's head of the PPC party. Max, I don't know very much about your personal life, but I know you're from the East.
Yeah. Is it good or bad?
No, this is good. It's all good. And I also have to tell you, there's a consensus among our group that we like it that you speak French because you slow it down. You speak simply and plainly, and we can understand you. You're not speaking over everybody's head. And I appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm doing my best to work on my accent.
You are doing great. Yeah, thank you. You're doing great, honestly. And I really mean it sincerely from my heart that we all feel that way.
Thank you.
Slow and easy and understandable is good. It's, most of us aren't political, yeah. People. So anyway, we are going to let you talk about your platform, which is why most of us are here, because we are on board with what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have to get us water, keep the mosquitoes off. We're at a lovely property here in Armstrong, and there's a few mosquitoes in the shade. They tend to stay out of the heat, so if you hear swatting noises, you'll know what it's about. So take it away.
I just want to thank you very much for giving me that opportunity to speak to you, with you, and about the party, about what we try to do mm-hmm. as a political party. Actually, people ask me the question, why did you create the People's Party of Canada in 2018? And the answer is pretty simple. We wanted, and we still want, to give a real opportunity for Canadians to be able to vote in line with their values. We are doing politics differently. And
hallelujah.
Differently because, we have a strong platform based on four principles: individual freedom, personal responsibility, respect, and fairness. Mm-hmm. And all our policies are in line with these principles. Right. So we don't have establishment political parties. Before every election, they're doing a poll and focus group, and they have a new platform, a new electoral platform, mm-hmm. try to please you, to tell you what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. They don't have any conviction. For us, we are doing politics based on convictions and mm-hmm. principles. And, what I said at the election in 2019, that for us was the first election. And what I said at the last election in 2021, last September, was the same thing, the same platform.
That's right.
And it would be the same at the next election until we win that battle or that common sense revolution. And I like to say that our party is a smart populist party. And why I'm using the word smart? Because we don't try to appeal to your emotions and like traditional politicians. Just remember what they did during COVID-19. They use fear to control your behavior. And usually traditional establishment politicians and political parties, they will try to find the right slogan and the right buzzword to appeal to you and to appeal to your emotions. And for us, we want to appeal to your intelligence. That's why I'm saying our party is a smart populist party. You have to read the platform, you have mm-hmm. to know that. And I believe that sometime what the policies that we are promoting may not be popular, but for us it's not important. It's not because something is popular.
It's not a popularity contest.
Yeah.
In that sense, right?
And it's not because something is popular that idea mm-hmm. is just and true. Yeah. And we believe that what we are promoting, Western civilization values, if they're not popular today, they will become popular. And the best example is when we started the party, we were at 0%, and we were able to grow the first election 1.6%, and our second election, last election, 5%. We will grow. And speaking about our values, It took, you know, 15 years for the Green Party of Canada to have more than 1.6% of the vote.
I remember you saying that. Yeah. That was a great comparison, yeah, too, because people don't have any idea of, yeah, what's involved.
Yeah, and we did that in the first year.
Yeah.
And after 35 years, the Green Party is at 2%. Mm-hmm. And for us, after 4 years, we are at 5%.
You're more than tripled, right?
Yeah. So we will grow, and that's why we are able to attract people from different political, mm-hmm, backgrounds, because, mm-hmm, we are doing politics differently. Mm-hmm. We are telling the truth based on facts and on our principles. So it's all about common sense.
And you know what? I realize that, yes, you're appealing to the intellect, and we shouldn't base it on emotion, but at the same time, when things resonate, you feel it in here. You,
yeah,
feel it here, and the two connect, and you,
yeah,
think, yes, this is true. This is truth, right?
Absolutely.
So there's a connection. I don't know if you follow Ben Shapiro at all,
yeah,
but he said feelings are not facts, and,
yeah,
and that's a true statement. However, I think there is certain elements of truth where the principles of the PPC appeal to people in the right place.
Yeah, I know. You have a point there. You have,
yeah,
a point there. And that's why, you know, we are able to attract people from different political backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm traveling across the country, and I can tell you that maybe a third of our supporters are coming from the Conservative Party of Canada.
Wow.
And I believe that
that's
the other, another third will come from other establishment political parties like Green, NDP, Bloc,
mm-hmm,
Québécois in Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my evaluation. And another third, I think, come from people that never voted.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of these people in Canada that, you know, they're saying, oh, all these politicians are the same. I don't,
mm-hmm,
trust them.
There's a lot of that. This was 60-something percent voted in the last federal election.
Yeah, about 40% of them didn't vote.
Mm-hmm.
So I really appreciate when I'm seeing somebody, and that happened during the last election.
Mm-hmm.
I saw somebody and came to me, Maxime, that would be the first time that I would vote at the federal level,
yeah,
and I will vote for your party. So and I ask why, and usually the answer is, you know, they're all the same. They're telling me something a day, and they're doing the opposite the day,
mm-hmm,
after. And you know, I'm looking at your party, at what you're saying right now, and I can go on YouTube or Facebook, and I'll find the same thing that you said 10 years ago,
sure,
or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said yes, because we're doing politics based on principles, and we will grow step by step. So we are able, because we're doing politics differently, to attract these people that, you know, look at all these establishment political parties and are saying, you know, they're the
same. People are very disappointed by politics today,
yeah,
because they've seen the same thing happen over and over and over again, and people have lost faith in the government,
yeah,
and in politicians, and in what they say and then what they do.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. You know, you don't want to be a politician these days. Their credibility is almost zero.
Yeah, exactly. It's very hard, and hard for you too, because it's like you're trying to reel people in, and it must be a very,
yeah,
big haul, you know, very tough.
Yeah, and...
But people also realize they need to, if they don't vote, they can't complain, and we have to take that bull by the horns and do something.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's our goal. And that's why, you know, during the pandemic, the so-called pandemic, you know, we were out there rally, and, you know, I'm very pleased that a lot of real Canadians decided to, okay, it's important, we have to protest, we have to show that we don't like what is happening right now. And I want to thank all these freedom fighters across the country.
Oh, there's so many.
And, you know, all, you know, I've met a lot of people that started to do a protest in their little town. They were maybe only 50. And 2 years later, they were able to attract 200,000 people.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
it
a kind
of... must make you feel good.
Yeah, that's a kind of a quiet revolution, you know?
Absolutely.
And now I believe that more people understand, and we have the facts, and we have the science on our side.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people are more open to listen to the other point of view.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, they were not, because of fear and the propaganda, and they wanted security and to be protected. But now they're more open,
mm-hmm,
and And I think they're ready to say no and say, you know, I just want to live my life.
Right. And after people saw the support that was being offered for the truckers' convoy and all across the country, that emboldened people. That gave them the courage to know that, hey, we're not alone. Look at the thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that are out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was so great.
That's why, you know, for me, when I was in Ottawa last January and February, that was great. That was a big moment. And for me, that was not a protest. That was more like a celebration, a celebration of our values and knowing that we will win that battle.
Yeah.
And people were happy in Ottawa. It was cold, but it was fun.
Oh, it was amazing.
And actually, I believe that after that, you know, we had the draconian measures that were just in Saskatchewan the week after the Freedom Convoy, and after that in Alberta, all these provincial governments decided to stop all these
the mandates.
Not, so we had an impact, and people must understand that we have an impact.
Absolutely. Yeah, that gave people the faith to carry on, knowing that they could be effective somewhat. You know, we didn't get all the way, but we got partway there.
And we will. If they want to come back with mandates, we will be there out there and with more people. Yeah. So that's something important. And for us, that was a time, a critical time. And and we were the only real opposition. We, the People's Party, every other politician elected at the provincial or at the federal level.
Yeah.
During that time, they were approving everything that their government were doing. The Conservative also, they approve all that. They voted for all that.
Yeah.
But we were the real opposition on the street.
Awesome. I hope that you'll make a plea to people that are here tonight to get a membership, because I think you'll see a huge swell as you go across the country. And if you continue, I mean, I went back on and renewed my membership last night, and I was shocked. It was like $30 for 4 years or something, which is like cheap, right? I thought, whoa.
Yeah.
So I've heard rumors that there might be an election this fall. Is that still a very, like,
I think it's very low. I don't believe we'll have that, because, you know, one thing that you must remember when you're looking at politics and establishment politicians, the only thing that they are doing, it everything is based on polling and focus group. And so for the NDP, I believe that they will support Trudeau, because they will
wait. It's in their best interest to do so, right?
Yeah, because they will wait. Absolutely. They will wait until they're going to be able to see in the polls that they can have more of their candidates elected. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you look at the public polls, you can see that the NDP, if there's an election tomorrow, they will have fewer candidates.
Oh, for sure. The one right in Vernon is up for recall.
Ah.
And we've got the go-ahead from the BC government to actually go out now and get the petition signed. We had to go through a process, and so we're at stage two of that.
Yeah, so I believe that the NDP will support Trudeau, and for the Conservative, they will have a new leader this fall. I believe it must be, and it would be, Poilievre, because he's speaking like a Conservative. And they understand, if you want to be the leader of the Conservative Party, they must do like I did when I was running for the Conservative Party in 2017. I was a Conservative. I didn't win with 49%. After that, O'Toole understood that, and he said during his campaign for the leadership, I'm the true blue. And we know after that he went to the left. And now the more conservative one is Pierre Poilievre, so I believe he will win. But he'll do like the other. They will switch to the left, because we are living in a socialist era.
Very
all across here in Canada, wokeism is everywhere. Socialism.
Well, the influence of the WEF, right?
Absolutely.
Is huge.
Absolutely. It's everywhere. So if you want to win, and you don't have any conviction, you'll try to please the majority. And so I believe that Poilievre will go to the left also.
Do you?
Oh,
do you think they are the majority? Are we just looking at the cities? Is that what makes it the majority? Because to us out in the country, it feels like we're all pretty conservative.
No,
and pretty like,
no, you have a point there. You're right about there. You know, there's more seat in the big GTA in Ontario, in Toronto, than in all Alberta. So for the conservative, if they want to win, they will have to please these people over there. And in big cities like Toronto, they're socialist and leftist.
It's like you have to be schizophrenic almost. Please the city, please the country.
Yeah, but for me, I'm not...
You're not doing that. No, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not playing that game because that I believe that we can have support of people in the cities.
For sure.
With everything that is happening in our country, with the inflation and the recession will come, people will question and they will look, you know, they must have another alternative, and we are the other alternative. So I believe, for answering your question, that Poilievre, if he's elected, he will wait before trying to defeat Trudeau, because for him he will need to have more time to be known by the population, and if we are in a recession, I don't believe that Trudeau will want to call an election during a recession. So for me, we'll see. I hope as a Canadian that we can have an election as soon as possible.
Oh, me too. I keep thinking, can we last 2.5 more years, yeah, right? Till 25?
I think we can, but it would be easier for everybody if we can have an election right now. But I doubt. But for the party, you know, we'll have more time to build a party, to travel across the country. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And actually, up to now, we have 100 candidates that are selected and approved. So they're ready to work in their riding and for the next, before the next election.
Yeah.
So we will be ready, and
are you excited?
But we won't
are you
change.
Feeling like the momentum is building for the party? And that?
Yeah, look, you know, we are. I'm not in a leadership contest like the Conservative. Mm. We are not in an election campaign.
Good point. Yeah.
And yesterday I was, but when I was, for example, on the island, Vancouver Island, we did two rallies over there, and we had 150 people there in the middle of the afternoon, Saturday afternoon and Sunday night. They're coming, and people, you know, they can do other things during summertime.
Oh, yeah.
There's no election, like I said.
Yeah.
But I'm very pleased, and it's a nice opportunity for me to speak to them, answering their questions, because I like these kind of rallies, because also... I will speak, but I will also take a lot of time to answer questions.
Well, I'm sure you'll get questions. I heard people talking about it already. They've got some good questions for you. So I'm not going to ask very many things. My main one was, did you think there's going to be election? You answered that.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap it up, and I know there's other people that would like to speak to you, and maybe you'd like to get a bite to eat or a drink or something.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's been a pleasure. I'm so grateful and that you took the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and thank you to Carl for delivering you safely from the airport.
No.
Thanks to William for helping me set up the sound. And I don't know, this gentleman looks like maybe he's got a camera here. He's going to take a picture or two.
Yeah, we'll see, yeah.
Anyway, good to meet you.
Thank you again.
We'll
and
be
big
rooting
success.
For you.
Big
absolutely.
Success.
Yeah, absolutely, we'll be. We're on board and we're all the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so take care.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye, and you.
Good.